Looking for a guiding hand in your Amazon business? Wizards of Ecom Academy is here for you. Our personalized support system includes unlimited email access to myself and my entire team to help you overcome challenges and strategize effectively. Sign up for an exclusive rate at wizardsofecom.com/academy. Your personal e-commerce coach awaits.
Welcome to the Wizards of Ecom, your no-fluff playbook for online success. Each episode is fully packed with actionable tactics you can implement in your business right now. Take your life to a higher level and excel in your online success. It's time to work on you and your business. Let's do this.
Welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 148. My name is Carlos Alvarez, and I will be your host for the show. On today's episode, we have an amazing guest. I know I say that all the time, but this guy is truly amazing. Lazar Zepinik of Seller's Alley. Welcome to the show, Lazar.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Lazar, you are brilliant when it comes to Amazon PPC. You've said some things that have to do with DSP and blogs and Amazon attribution and blogs and like all this stuff that's like really blown my mind every time I hear you talk. Today though, we're going to talk about your dancing skills on TikTok. No, we're going to talk about TikTok. And you recently presented via Zoom to the Wizards of Amazon meetup group on this topic, and it blew everyone away. I believe even Noemi, the co-host, I believe she may have even reached out to your agency like on the subject. So today we're going to talk about that. Since you do a lot more than just TikTok dancing,
which is good, to be honest. Like, I'm not a really good dancer. Like, if my money like relies on my dancing skills, like I would probably be broke.
Oh no, I would be broker than you, no doubt. Since you do a lot more than that, I wanted to touch a bit like your learning of how to really master TikTok ads or navigate it in a profitable way. You didn't just wake up and decide that you're going to do TikTok ads. You have previous ad experience. Can you, for people listening to this, and just because we're not going to touch on this a lot, and I don't want at the end everyone to say, oh, Lazar's the TikTok guy. So like, what, give me some background on like sort of your love affair with PPC and ads and all this other stuff and how that gets into TikTok.
Oh my God. Just to let you know, like your podcast is so short comparing to my story about PPC and advertising, because like I started 12 years ago or so, maybe even more now. I'm from Belgrade, Serbia, and like I started like in a local company doing like all different kinds of advertising, like from TV, radio, and so on. And at one point we hired like external company to do Google ads for us. And they were sending me a bunch of reports, you know, like CPC, CPM, like ROAS and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And I didn't have a clue what like all the abbreviations meant. So I was like, maybe I should visit the agency and like check what they're doing so they can explain me the reporting. Like I cannot like manage something if you cannot measure it, you know the saying. And I went there and I fell in love like on day one. And like I started doing Google ads, as I said, like maybe 12, 13 years ago. My journey with advertising and companies that I worked for is pretty long, and I worked for a couple of like different companies, like made ads for literally every continent, including like one of the funniest places is Svalbard. I don't know if you know where is that. Like, it's up north. For everybody, it's up north. I was selling like equipment for phones for Svalbard. So yeah, and like to the south, like probably to South Africa and like something like that. And like I started doing Amazon advertising maybe now 6 or 7 years ago. I became part of Amazon PPC Consultants 100 group. And from there, like I used to work for one pretty solid size at 8-figure seller as head of advertising. And from there, I started my own agency like 2.5, well, almost 3 years ago. And that like escalated quickly. So it's a team of 140 people now. And they're not only for advertising. Like, we do a lot of other stuff. Like, we do a lot of staffing and for other e-commerces and so on. But like this year, what happened? Like what was pretty interesting? Like TikTok had some problems in the States, you know, like as a Chinese company and so on. And but I was thinking like this like app is so viral and like everybody loves it. You cannot like ban something that is that viral and that everybody loves. And at that point, TikTok had more than 800 million users. So all of a sudden, a friend of mine that used to work for Adroll Europe, like senior manager there, decided to move to work for TikTok. And I was like, Patrick, listen, I want to meet somebody from TikTok. I'm really super interested in TikTok. And he was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So what he did, he introduced me to general manager of TikTok Europe. And I was like, okay, this is like maybe above like my expectations. But what happened next? We ended up signing a bunch of contracts and paperwork with TikTok. So today we have a lot of exclusives for TikTok, and we are partners with them on so many levels, and for so many things we have access to some advanced platforms of theirs, including that have access to new campaign types that are not publicly released yet, new options. We have some insanely big clients like Samsung, for example, is our client, and like a bunch of other guys like that. So yeah, that's like the shortest version of my experience with TikTok.
You know, that's genius. A lot of brilliant PPC, Amazon PPC operators that I've met have a Google Ads like foundation or background into them. And I sort of, I don't know, you do staffing, so maybe you could tell me like, that's a dumb idea, Carlos. But what I started doing, I have a pretty, like a 24, 25 person PPC team. And what we now do in the hiring process, because we used to look for someone with Amazon ad experience to as like entry level, we don't want that anymore. Like that gives us so many problems. We look now for somebody that has like intermediate skills with Google Ads, and it seems that they become so easy to train with Amazon ads. So do you feel that your like extensive experience with Google Ads really gave you an advantage when it came to Amazon ads and now TikTok ads?
Absolutely. Because, you know, like 5 years ago when Amazon advertising was more like Walmart advertising today, it was like, we used to make fun, like internally with other PPC guys, like that it's like Amazon is like Google's like retarded brother, you know, and like, because like they missed a lot of stuff. Like you would go to the interface and they didn't have literally anything, like no buttons for this or that, like so little options and so on. And today Amazon is introducing new stuff literally every day. Like you would have changes like every 5-6 months in the past, but now Amazon interface is changing a lot, and like there are more and more platforms like DSPs. Like one pretty big now comparing to like a couple of years ago, they didn't even have it. Like in 2000, I think 18, they introduced attribution, and it was like for a really small closed circle of people. And like it really skyrocketed, I think like last year or so. And yes, but like Amazon is becoming more and more like Google when it comes to options and functionalities and so on. And it's becoming more and more competitive. So people that have like excessive experience in Google advertising can like easily understand the situation on Amazon. Like for less than 7 days, somebody will be able to like fully understand like what's going on with Amazon if they're like seniors in Google advertising previously.
Yeah, that's been my experience as well. You mentioned that Amazon's making like rapidly making changes, and it's like targeting, like all this other stuff. But I feel that when someone is listening to like an Amazon seller of say even a year that's listening to a podcast and we're talking about Amazon ads, like regardless of the experience level, they pretty much at least have like, they know what a sponsored ad is. They know what I still call them headlines, but like a sponsored yeah. brand ad is. Do you still refer to them as headlines? Like I just think,
yeah. You don't even want to know. Like I'm referring like to console like AMS as well. So
yeah, definitely. I'm not saying AMS though, but I still say headline. But you're
headline, like easily.
Yeah. Headline ad, sponsored video ads, and then sponsored brand video ads, and then display ads. So like, I feel like somebody has at least that. When it comes to TikTok, what are the different ad types? So, and if possible, is it kind of easy to say like, this is the TikTok equivalent of a sponsored product ad. This is the TikTok equivalent of, can you do that? Can you walk me through like, what are those ad types? Cause I'm going to confess, when you presented to the meetup group, I've never taken so many sticky notes. I've never taken notes on so many sticky notes. And then afterwards, cause I'm trying to like listen and take notes, I looked at them and I'm like, this looks like some psycho scribbling stuff everywhere. And I didn't even understand my own notes. So like, can you break that down?
Yeah, definitely. So there are like a couple different ad types and a couple of positions, like placements for the ads. Like first option, like it's the first option that you can do, and that's images. So basically, if you don't have videos of any kind, you can place an image as your ad and advertise it. And like that's probably the worst thing that you can do because you're on a platform that is so engaging, and like all the videos are having sound on, everybody's there to have fun, and like you end up like watching a picture, they just like swipe it to the next one, and that's like the worst option that you can do. The other option is obviously video. For that one, you need video creative, you need ad display image, you need brand name, and you need some like ad description there to have everything covered. So when it comes to videos, like they can last from 5 seconds to 1 minute, but obviously you don't want to get people like really bored about your ad for a minute. You want to keep them like short and sweet and engaging to last to like 15, 20 seconds. And like it's just like when you, for example, are creating a store on Amazon, you want to have that one page with like reviews and like video reviews, like some proof of content from like your customers that are using your product. Like the same thing goes with videos on TikTok. Like people don't usually want to have like Hollywood style videos. Sometimes they would prefer to see somebody like them, so they can relate to that person. Like when they watch the video, they're like, oh, this guy is just like me. I'm that guy, you know, like I need this product because like I do the same stuff as that guy. So when it comes to placements of those videos, like there are a couple of positions where you can place them. Like in feed is one of the options, and that's like the most like well-known option. So basically for that option, you have your phone, you're scrolling through the videos, and like every 5 to 6 videos, one of them is sponsored video. And basically that's it. For that one, it's like that's the most common one. That's option of advertising, like auction-based advertising. It's CPM, based, it's not like CPC, so like when it comes to CPC, like as an agency we have an option because like we can buy advertising space on TikTok, like, but like for regular users that are just going on their own to the platform, and like when they're advertising, they don't have really CPM CPC option. So like we can guarantee that you're going to pay like certain amount of money for a click on the other hand. The other placement where you can place your ad is top view. Top view is obviously the one that is going to show up the moment when you open the app. And that's like 3 to 5 seconds full screen video that is showing just like when you open the app. And like the other option is called brand takeover. Brand takeover is basically the same thing as top view ad, but it's like takeover of the brand. Like obviously, as the name says, like everything that you see, all the colors, logos, and everything belongs to that brand, you know. So, and that's something that is really expensive, and you don't see that a lot in the States, because I think like one day of advertising there currently is around $400K per day. So that's kind of expensive. Like, and if you don't have like something that you're gonna sell a lot, you need to have a lot of inventory that Amazon is not really providing to you to advertise that way. There are obviously other ways like how you can advertise, and other ad types, like they're not introduced to everybody yet. Some of the users can see coupon ads and they can see shopping ads. They're pretty awesome. They work pretty good, especially because not all of the users have access, so the competition is way lower. When it comes to like where you send traffic with shopping ads, you send them to the website, to your Shopify store, because you have a feed from Shopify that is showing on TikTok. When it comes to coupon, you can send them like literally wherever. There are other stuff that you can do that, like as a paid content, like you have branded challenges, you have effects and custom filters that you can create and like everybody can use, because TikTok is viral thing, and like you can create some funny filter that is going to like jump around or like change your face into some way. And like it's gonna, and if it's really cool, if it's not like really aggressive with your branding, it can go viral and a lot of people will end up seeing it. Apart from that, one of the options that you can do when it comes to, like, just stop me when you want, because I can talk for ages.
No, this is good. I'm over here, like, I'm listening and I'm like scribbling down questions, like, to dive into each one of these, because I'm hearing you have still creative is like an ad placement type, and that's just no video. I could tell why that would kind of suck. My mind, when I hear that wouldn't work, my mind immediately jumps to like, well, what would be the instances where this would work? You know what I mean? In feed, you know, when you're scrolling along, I get that. Top view is, I put that as, that's what you see as soon as you open the app.
Yeah.
I would imagine that that's expensive.
Trust me, it is.
It's because it's pretty sticky. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some stuff there too. And I'm like, how did they afford that? And you know, and we'll get into like what that could potentially cost. Brand takeover sort of lost me on that one. Like, I don't know. I'm not visualizing it. And I use the TikTok app. So I'm like, what
level of it? It's the next level of it. Like everything is like that brand on when you open the app. And like, usually like companies that I see are like McDonald's or companies like that. And they're, even them are not using it like all the time. Like they did like when they have like some huge thing happening inside of McDonald's, let's say. So
that's,
yeah,
the one that's probably cost prohibitive for most Amazon sellers, right? So McDonald's is doing it for brand awareness, because nobody, I doubt anybody's like clicking that and buying a burger, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So then shopping product, I see that. I've actually purchased more products starting on TikTok than I have Instagram or Facebook to date, which is pretty wild. Like presents and stuff like that. The coupon one, would you say that was like its own placement, or does the coupon one tie into shopping
it's product? It's still a video, you know, like in feed video, but like down, like at the bottom of the ad, you have like coupon that you can click on and it sends you to certain landing page and you have your coupon implemented there.
What about when you mentioned the shopping product, which I think that's the one that I've been buying. I buy it. It takes me to their website. Did you say that you had to set something up on your Shopify site ahead of time specific to TikTok, or you're just sending them to a landing page that you built on your site to make the sale?
So easy to do, because TikTok and Shopify are partners. So it's, yeah. So it's just like add-on for Shopify to like connect two apps together. And like what you do is like when you see the video of the product, you scroll to the left, like swipe to the left once, and first thing that you see are like couple of products from your website, from the feed, and like the colors that show up in the background of those products are your website colors, even though you're still on TikTok. And after that, like with the next swipe, you end up on the website, as you mentioned. Like it's such a smooth transition that you don't really see that you ended up on a website like right away.
Yeah, I believe I have seen that. That is pretty smooth. I remember doing it and thinking, wow, like this was, I've never purchased anything from Facebook. I've never purchased a physical product from Facebook. I have from Instagram, but I've purchased more from TikTok. How do you see like people that are selling an actual, because Seller's Alley, I'm trying to catch up with what's in my mind, but like Seller's Alley, works with people on the TikTok side of thing that only sell physical products or also services?
Well, both. Most of our clients are selling products, but we do have some of them like that are selling services as well. It's good for both options, you know.
And their goal is, I want to sell products, or is it more brand awareness with TikTok?
Well, it really depends. For some clients, like for huge clients, like as I mentioned, Samsung, like for them, like one of the things that like that we're doing, like we're promoting one of their activities. So it's not like, it's more like branding rather than like selling certain product. But like you can do whatever you wish. Like I wouldn't go with branding with more than like 20% of ad spend, you know. Like it really depends like where you allocate your budgets to which platform. And since TikTok is more or less like Facebook when it comes to background, like campaign manager resembles the one on Facebook, like people that are used to like advertising on Facebook would know how to do it on TikTok easily. Like they obviously there are some tips and tricks, like algorithm works in a different way. There is like different learning process of the algorithm, but overall, like they would feel comfortable using TikTok advertising. So, yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you, like which percentage is like allocated. For us, I think more, definitely way more is about selling the product rather than branding. It really depends on the strategy currently, like if you're first sending people to Amazon or if you're sending people to Shopify store as well. And as you know, like when you want to track traffic that is coming to Amazon, like that's a huge headache because you need to use Amazon attribution, and attribution has like discrepancy in when it comes to numbers, and like you expect to see like everything like just right away, but that's not happening. It's like for, as you say, headline ads on Amazon, like people usually consider them to be like super expensive and some of the times useless, even though they're like attributing a lot of sales to other campaign types or to organic sales. Like when you do sponsor brand ads that are like headline ads, like you pay a lot more than for sponsored product campaigns. But on the other hand, like if you shut them down, your other campaign types are not going to work that good, or your organic sales are going to slow down. And you're like, why the hell is that happening? And most of the time it's because like somebody that's like first step of introducing the brand to potential customer. And like after that, they would know like what's the name of your brand. They would know like what's the product they're looking for. Like it's that part of the funnel. You're killing like top of the funnel for if you turn off headline search ads. So more or less that's something that is happening with TikTok, and that's something that's going to change soon, somewhere hopefully like mid next year. TikTok has already done that in China, and they're doing it to a couple other countries as well. Like this is first time that I'm talking about this, so you have something exclusive here. They're going to integrate other e-commerce platforms with them. So you would be able to purchase directly on TikTok.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's massive.
You anticipate that like the middle of next year?
I hope so. Well, they already have the engine for it. They already did it in China, as I mentioned, and like they know how to do it, you know. And they are just like expanding to further countries. Obviously, the states are like their top priority, but I'm pretty sure that like because of the certain rights and so on, it's gonna take some time to get there. But overall, like you know, with all of the corporations, like it's like signing any contract is gonna take a lot of time. So that's gonna happen with this as well. But like I hope it's gonna happen like mid next year.
Just in time for Q4 next year.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think the ad types that we've covered, if you agree, those are the main ones. And it seems like there's a lot of other like secondary ads and types that you could run. I want to talk a little bit about like, I think it's two questions, but I think they're going to go hand in hand. I hope they do. One of them is going to be, just let's go with an Amazon seller. An Amazon seller has X ad budget, right?
Okay.
Or they have X ad budget, not Amazon ad budget. What percentage do you think someone should carve out for TikTok, if any? And what sort of TikTok ad metrics are we talking about? So like, say, when I do put this money there, how am I, or do I have a way to see some robust metrics and scale and show this is working, this is not, let's move, let's do this?
Yeah, definitely. There is a bunch of metrics, just like on Facebook, like there are a bunch of ways how to do targeting there. So it's pretty straightforward to see like where the number is coming from and like in which direction you should aim for in the future. When it comes to budget allocation, it really depends on like what is working for you at this point. For a lot of people, we saw that Facebook slowed down when it comes to sales and driving traffic because of all of the iOS updates and so on. So people are switching from Facebook to TikTok. On the other hand, there are more options how to create audiences. You can upload your email list there and you can create lookalike audiences from there. And that would work pretty well. So we see huge trend of moving from Facebook to TikTok. And since Black Friday was recent, I don't know when the episode is going to go live, but like what I can tell you for Black Friday 2021, we can see that attributed like external traffic to Amazon is increasing for our clients, and most of it is TikTok. What worked pretty well, sorry, is not if you created a campaign just before the certain date and you start advertising then, because that's going to burn a lot of cash for no reason. What you want to usually do is to, like, if you want to have some huge campaign in September, you probably wanted to create campaigns like a couple of months before that, so the algorithm can understand what's going on there, who is your audience, how it works, so you can tweak your campaigns in the right direction. Usually takes, like, as I said, like 2-3 months to get to the point when the campaign is going to work well. And what's even funnier that happened like this year is that the budgets for TikTok advertising during Black Friday went up for 40%. And that's something that is pretty interesting to happen. Like, this is really like completely new channel for Amazon sellers to advertise to, especially because users of TikTok are different comparing to other platforms, like, let's say, Facebook. So like when you advertise on Facebook and move to TikTok, there is around 40% of users on TikTok that don't have Facebook app at all. So imagine all of a sudden you have like 40% more potential clients for less money, you know.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, you're saying maybe don't take anything away from your Amazon ads and pull some from your Facebook and Google ads, predominantly Facebook, and not pull back, like divert some budget.
Yeah, I would most definitely test it. And I wouldn't consider a test if you do it for a month. I would consider like successful test to last for around 3-4 months, because that's the moment when those campaigns are going to start working properly. But yeah, like if comparing to like it depending on which performs better, like if your Google is working better than Facebook, then take some of Facebook's money to TikTok and do it. Or like if Google is not working that well for you, maybe it's time to try something else. So yeah, like all of the people have access to brand analytics. You can always check like who is your potential customer, who are your customers, like what's the tone that you want to address your customers, and see like if TikTok is a potential place to find new customers for you. And like one of the things that you need to have in mind there, like when TikTok became famous in like Western world, in the States and in Europe, Everybody thought that TikTok is just for kids, for teenagers and so on, but demographics of TikTok users changed significantly since then. So there are still teenagers, like a lot of them, but older generations came to the platform as well, like huge amount of them. And like 62% of users of TikTok are women. And out of that number, around 70% are between age of 18 to 35, you know. So that's a pretty good number.
Yeah, I could see why they're taking a good chunk out of Facebook. Yeah, that's wild. I didn't know the demographic was that skewed in that direction. I thought it was like 90% teeny boppers type of thing. Like
it started like that, but like everybody else was then like, okay, why are kids so like affected by the app? I want to check it. And like everybody who checked it like ended up being hooked up on it. Like even like I'm really hooked on TikTok, and like because like it's such an engaging platform and it's like in your face platform. For me personally, it's so aggressive in the morning because like I'm waking up and like the music is loud and everybody's like doing stuff and so on, and like that's too much for me in the morning. But like after work when I get back home and I'm like on my couch, and like that's the perfect timing for me to check TikTok, because like I don't want to think about anything. I'm just like consuming like different content, and like that's the best timing for me personally to be targeted to by different products, and like because that's the moment when I'm probably gonna buy the product. And because of that, not because of me obviously, but like because of many people like that, TikTok decided to do day parting, and that's something that is not available on Amazon. And that's pretty cool. You can pick certain time of the day when you want to advertise, or certain days during the week or month. So yeah, that's a pretty cool option.
So TikTok beats Amazon to day parting. It looks like Amazon's about to roll that out, but like that's crazy. That's a pretty powerful engine.
I have like mixed feelings when it comes to day parting. I talked with a bunch of agencies about that. Like it kind of makes sense to advertise when most of your audience is there, but on the other hand, like if click showed like in time that you didn't want, obviously there was an interest for it. Like there was a search query that used your keyword and your product showed up and somebody clicked on it. Like if there were no customers like during night or like weekend, if you're selling like weekly product for like school or something, I don't know, like people think that they wouldn't like click on it, like those clicks are useless. I don't know, to be honest. I have no idea, but like I have mixed feelings about that. Like it's definitely something that should be A/B tested.
Yeah, absolutely agree. Also, I mean, people, I feel like someone might go online and look for something, see it, click, explore around, and they need to click on it twice, sort of, you know, maybe they clicked on the ad, they checked out the product, then they come back later and they actually buy the product. So I have mixed feelings about day parting. The only time I like on Amazon that I really wish there was day parting was I do Amazon audio ads, and I get nothing at all. I get no sales on anything during the day. But on the weekend and Friday night on the weekend, it's pretty amazing. And it kind of makes sense as to why, but I would like to not waste anything during the week.
Yeah, that absolutely makes sense, to be honest.
Yeah. So, all right. So somebody running TikTok, just so I understand this, should I have a really optimized profile on TikTok, like my own profile on TikTok, to run ads? Does that have any impact?
Well, basically you don't need to have anything there and you would still be able to run ads. Obviously you need to have some proof about your brand, and like it would work better, you know, like it's just like having a product on Amazon without your website. Like somebody's gonna like Google for it and like check like the website and everything. Like that's one of the things that you want to do on TikTok as well. Obviously it's time consuming to create those videos, but like you don't need to have super high quality videos. So you need something that is going to work, something that is going to be engaging with some viral sounds in the background, and that might work. What you want to do basically is to have a mixture of organic posts, your ads, and also UGC, user generated content. What TikTok has is a really cool platform called Creators Marketplace. On Creators Marketplace, you can create campaign. They're absolutely free, and reach out to influencers. That way you create a campaign just like you create it on, like, let's say Google or Facebook. All of the influencers that you targeted get the information, and basically with that information, if they're interested, they reach out to you. So you can afterwards boost their posts if you want. You have your ads on the other hand, and you have organic posts as well. That's like the perfect solution and perfect combination if you want to have on TikTok.
Where does somebody access that? Because I opened my phone and went to TikTok. It obviously went to my last Peaky Blinders video that I was watching. But is that something you access through the app on the profile side, like the collabing with influencers?
You need to go to browser and you need to search for it there. There is like separate website for it. It's literally called creatormarketplace.tiktok.com. And when you go there, you are able to create a profile and reach out to all of the influencers with your brand. You can write down like, I'm willing to give away like 3 units of my product in exchange for like a couple of videos. And like, if somebody's interested, they're going to reach out to you, back to you.
Do you find it just as effective or more or less effective than reaching out to influencers off of TikTok?
Definitely way more effective. It's way faster. You have all of the analytics there. You don't need like external tools to take care of like who you reached out to and like that kind of stuff. Like you have like full panel there, and it's like pretty straightforward how to use it. And like it's amazing. I love Creators Marketplace. We even have external team that is doing just that for our clients.
I'm hoping since it's not on the site yet, that should be fixed by the end of today, that you're going to be speaking at Online Seller Cruise. That might be like an amazing topic. Like everyone wants to know how to get with influencers. Like, I mean, you have so many topics that you could crush it on, but like, I'm thinking if he doesn't present on this, I am going to bug him to come back to the meetup and present on this. So your choice. But that seems like, I feel like I could do a whole episode just on that with you. And like, but I feel like there's a visual that's needed when you do it. You're saying I could just go on there and look for the influencers, or maybe search by category, the people that are relevant to what I'm doing. And then there's like a click of a button, send a message, I'm willing to give you blank. Are you interested? It's like that easy?
It's so easy. You filter out creators by niche. You pick like what type of influencer or creator you want to reach out to. You can filter them out by average engagement rate per video. So like how many people are doing something with when they're watching the video of that influencer. You can like filter them down like pretty good, so you can reach out just the right group of people that you want. You create a campaign, you write down what you want to give them away, what do you want to get in exchange, and literally click on create, and you end up with a campaign, and that's it. And it's free.
Are you familiar with Thomason?
Thomason? No.
Thomason.com, Tomoson. It's like a connection way, connecting for influencers, but it seems, I love it, but it seems like TikTok took it to another level. You know, the founder of Thomason is also the business partner now with Chelsea Cohen of So Stocked.
Oh, I know so Chelsea.
So her business partner, Dan Fernandez, like, so you guys got to meet. I'm hoping he comes on the cruise. I'm going to connect you guys. But that's mind blowing what you just shared there. Let's I want to be respectful of your time, but I have to get like this question in right here, and that is, I run ads everywhere. And okay. I mean, I test in the craziest places. Like on, offline, everything. I mean, I do Yelp ads. I do everything. So I don't have the bandwidth to take on TikTok ads. In this case, I already cleared it with my business partners. They only asked for me to wait till January, February. So I'm going to be reaching out to you to work with you on TikTok ads. Now, can you break down what, or hopefully you accept me, but like, hope they can you break down like what are going to be some of the major differences of somebody attempting to do this on their own and working with Sellers Alley?
Well, when you do it on your own, depending on like how much money you're going to spend, like if you spend a lot, you're going to end up having like TikTok crap that is going to help you with advertising. And it's something similar to other platforms.
Like an Amazon rep?
Something a bit better.
It's got to be better, man.
They're still trying to like get more people to TikTok advertising, you know. On the other hand, if you work with us, you have more campaign types. You have ad credit. So we don't do like cashbacks, but we give you from 10 to 20% of your ad spent as a credit for the next month. Also, we do credit for A/B testing. So like if you want to have certain campaign with new videos and so on, and you're not really sure that it's going to work, we can give you up to 20% of your current budget on advertising just for testing. We can give you up to 20K to create videos. We can give you, well, a lot of stuff. We can like, depending on your size, if you're like really big seller, we can connect you with guys that are working on creation of advertising platform and updates and so on, and people that are working on like improving algorithm from TikTok end, and we can create custom strategy for each product separately.
Oh, you. I muted myself because I was coughing, and I'm sure you're talking and you're looking at me like, oh my God. So can I put you like a hot seat question really quick to like maybe flesh this out a little bit? Let's just say I have like the number one best-selling bonsai accessory brand on Amazon, right? Okay. Like in my mind, I think like a time-lapse video of a bonsai being done would be great sucked-in video for TikTok. Do you agree with that? And what sort of spend do you think I should have? Is TikTok a good fit? Like imagine we're talking and this is an onboarding call and I'm trying to hire you. Like, what would you say? Okay. Hey, I want to sell bonsai accessories on TikTok.
Well, definitely, I would tell you that you need like at least like 2 or 3 months to get to the point when the campaigns are working properly, because you need up to like more than 50 conversions of any kind on TikTok to get to the point when campaigns are working. When it comes to budgets, I wouldn't go with anything less than $1,000 per month, because it wouldn't really make sense, because US is a huge market and $1,000 is definitely not much for advertising on one platform. When it comes to video, like that's pretty subjective. I would definitely do A/B tests and like see what people are gonna, like how they're gonna respond on the platform.
I love it. What do you think about, I'm just thinking about this right now. This is totally not a planned question, but like, and it would require us to talk offline, but would you be cool? Like if I had say like a client of mine or a buddy of mine from the meetup group and he has a brand and we do like I'll pay his budget. He's got to be okay with being open about the product. And we do like where this product was at and then using your TikTok services and like, I don't know, case study is the right word. Would you want to do something like that?
Absolutely. I would love it.
I think that'd be super cool. I'd learn a ton from it. You'd be down with that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, I'm going to hold you to it. Like, I'm going to reach out. I have some people in mind now. All right, so I want to be respectful of your time, which means I'm not going to ask like 7 or 8 more questions that I have. What is the best way for someone to get hold of you to work with TikTok, talk about Amazon ads, geek out about anything attribution or just anything on the web? How does somebody reach you?
So the website is sellersalley.com. Email is office@sellersalley.com. You can find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram. It's Lazar Zepnik everywhere. So that's it.
Do you have a preference on social media?
Not really. I'm using literally everything. Like I really love both Facebook and LinkedIn. So
yeah, that works. Before letting you off the hook, like I tell everybody, in my mind, I imagine this is where everybody starts bailing on the show, like the non-readers, but I'm a book nerd. I'm dying to know your book. What is your favorite book and why?
Oh, I was thinking about the answer for this question. And like, as a kid, I always loved Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy from Douglas Adams. I know it's a stupid answer, but it's so creative and it goes in so many different directions. And like, it's awesome book. I really love it because I think like, after reading that kind of book, you end up like thinking in so many different ways because like there are so many options to do stuff. So yeah, that's my answer. That's my final answer.
No, I love it. I love it. I've not read it and I'm going to stay true. I'm going to order this book and I'm going to read it. I'll probably tag you on Instagram or something. Like, thank you for the recommendation. But what I found is that like, I love reading business and self-improvement books and all that other stuff. But I found that if I don't like insert some fiction, some like non stuff, it dulls me. So like, yeah. I feel like reading this fiction, so-called wastes of time, that it keeps my creative juices flowing. It keeps me sharp, keeps me happy, all that other stuff. So I don't know if it did that for you, but I am excited to read the book.
Exactly. That's the whole point. Like aside from all the business books, like you need to switch to something that is going to like make you more creative.
Lasar, I cannot thank you enough for taking time in the middle of the day in Q4 to record this episode. I know we had some reschedules and stuff that happened. Like, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough for like all the value you dropped in my Amazon community. I'm looking forward to hearing you speak on Online Seller Cruise. You're like one of the most interesting people I've met. And I love talking to you. I feel more empowered. I feel more empowered every time we finish a conversation. You're the best. I'll let you get back to your day. This episode is going to release, by the way, on Monday. So in like 4 days. So it's very current. Everyone's going to love this. I think this will be like the best end of year episode we have. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It was fun sharing this episode with you. If you found value in what you've heard, please show your love with a subscribe, rate, and a review of the show. Until next time.